Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Boy, wouldn't you like to be on the party conference calls today as strategists set the course for the next 2 years, figure out who they have to pay attention to, who they can ignore, and what all the important money people are saying. Joe Fuld is founder and president of the Campaign Workshop, Democratic political consulting firm. Leslie Sanchez is an author and Republican strategist. Welcome, Joe. Let's begin with you. What do you think?
It was a tough night last night.
I know it was a tough night, but that's not news. What's the strategy going forward?
Well, the strategy in a presidential election is different than a strategy in a off-year election. I mean, I think that, you know, we have, as a party, have to make sure that we have a national message that connects with voters. And I think that, you know, this year we didn't do that. We didn't have that. And you saw that permeating down to the local level as well as on the national level.
And I think, you know, if you're asking me, and I know nothing, right, it seems like there was a lot of focus on will Hillary run, will Hillary not run. There was this avoidance of President Obama, and there was nobody who really emerged as a kind of messenger for the Democrats. And so it really all seemed like a big blank. Am I wrong?
I think that the Republicans did an effective job of defining the election. And, yeah, I think that the Democrats didn't have a national message. We didn't. And we tried to localize in these elections, and that wasn't successful.
Maybe the Democrats should embrace Citizens United and start spending the way the Republicans are doing. I've got just a few seconds here. What do you think about that?
Well, there was some spending on the Democratic side like that, but not to the level that the Republicans had.
We're talking political strategy with Joe Fuld, founder and president of the Campaign Workshop, a Democratic political consulting firm. Also, Republican strategist Leslie Sanchez is with us. Leslie and Joe, Joe's already said it's a tough day. Leslie, you're not going to cackle and giggle for us, are you now?
No, not at all, but I'm very excited.
Yeah, I can hear the smile on your face.
After so many bad election seasons, it's just nice to be able to smile after one of them.
Well, certainly a contrast to 2012, that's for sure. Let's talk about Iowa just for a moment. 8-point victory and the first woman elected to a statewide office. That Iowa result was really a surprise to me. What do you think it means?
I think it's really exciting. I mean, one of the things I was looking at is Republican women overall, and Joni Ernst in Iowa definitely being a big part of that conversation, did very well. There were two things to think about. One, these were stronger women candidates. They were just strong candidates, period, who happened to be women. They didn't run on the so-called feminine agenda or women's issues. They ran more on middle-class issues, economic points. It didn't get into reproductive rights or this war on women, which was very much the tone of the conversation a couple of years ago. So I think that was a smart move. And the gaps you saw were more so on the Democratic side this time around than on the Republican. So better quality candidates ran across the aisle looking at, you know, blue-collar workers, kind of pocketbook issues. Very strong appeal. And I think an interesting thing we're going to see more about in the next few days is how off these polls are, and they continue to be since 2012. Mm. We have to really start questioning, and I'm in this business, the methodology, the approach, because for some things that say it's going to be really neck and neck, it turns out to be much more comfortable in the lead. And it's hard to predict, but there is a movement and a need to challenge our science.
Ernst in Iowa is a centrist woman candidate, and Ted Cruz, of course, is a, you know, appeal to the base conservative. Rand Paul is kind of a fringe candidate made tailor-made for the primaries. Joe Fuld, does a Joni Ernst in Iowa scare you as a centrist candidate in 2016?
No, I don't see that as being see her as being their lead, you know, presidential candidate. But that'll be interesting to see, you know. I've been wrong before, so we will see how that plays out.
Joe, cheer up. It's okay. Come on. Joe, it's going to be fine. Leslie, go down the map for us. So what really excited you about some other of these races?
Well, since I started with women, I'll go ahead and talk about that a little bit. You know, I'm really excited. Just for example, Elise Stefanik, she's the youngest woman to ever be elected to Congress at 30 years old. She's coming from New York, 21, family-owned business, good name. We needed a backbench. We needed a bench on the Republican side, and I think you're starting to see that we're filling that. You had two governors that we didn't hear much about, being Susana Martinez, who I'm a big fan of in New Mexico, and Mary Fallon in Oklahoma, both won re-election. Susana Martinez's name is coming up a lot. I think you're going to hear a lot about her in 2015 and 2016 when we talk about what the 2016 ticket's going to look like. Strong, balanced budget, done really well working across the aisle. She's a it's a quiet name being circulated. Nikki Haley, of course, pulled it out in South Carolina. But there were some very interesting things overall. I think even folks on the right didn't expect to see this wave. And I know we were talking about a wave, but this kind of undercurrent of support on the gubernatorial level, meaning Maryland, certainly in Illinois, people were excited. So people can read the tea leaves and say whatever they like about it. I certainly think this is to my point, that it was a loss of confidence in the president, and that though he wasn't on the ticket, it very much amplified that his policies were repudiated.
All right, let me add a Midwesterner to that, and we'll get to you, Joe, in just a second here, because I want to hear some of the voices of these actual candidates who we're going to hear a lot more of in the next 2 years. Here's Scott Walker from Wisconsin.
Those big government special interests spent tens of millions of dollars, brought all sorts of ads in here, brought all sorts of attacks, because a few years ago, we took the power away from the Washington-based special interest, and we put it in the hands of the Wisconsin taxpayers.
And here's Colorado's governor or senator-elect, Cory Gardner.
We have signed up to be the tip of the spear, the vanguard of the movement that is sweeping our nation to pick the shackle of gridlock and to fundamentally change the dysfunction of Washington, D.C., and we have indeed reached that historic day. We have realized the success of that movement.
Joe Fuld, what do you make of those two? It's hard to discern anything from, you know, exuberant victory speeches, but what do you make of Gardner and certainly Walker?
Well, I mean, what I make of it is that I think, again, there was a national message that they were able to seize on, and frankly, a lack of a national Democratic message to help these Democratic candidates out, right, who were running for governor and running across the country, right? So I think that, you know, they were able to seize on this, you know, sort of lack of a Democratic message, and frankly, having one. They had one. We didn't.
Leslie, final thought?
Again, I think it goes back to it falls on the shoulders of the president. People felt he was disconnected. Many people want a president who's like a mayor, who's very much engaged, involved. With his popularity below 50%, historically, it creates a lot of problems down ballot. And you saw it. He couldn't campaign with these candidates. There's just a frustration with the establishment in Washington, and the president is right at the top of that effort.
Leslie Sanchez, Republican strategist, to Joe Fuld, founder and president of the Campaign Workshop at Democratic Political Consulting Firm. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we want to hear from you. What's your political manifesto going into 2016? Kevin?
This is Kevin Sutton from Dallas, Texas. Politics should be about the art of the possible. It's high time that our government started working for the public good and left religion and personal morality to churches, mosques, and synagogues. The government should work for the secular good of the public at large and should not attempt to make 319 million people conform to the narrow views of a conservative few.
The chair recognizes Don.
My name is Don Flobeck, and I would love seeing more independent candidates, drastic cuts in campaign spending, term limits on political offices, and reduction of lobbyists. It seems money is driving our country and not the will of the people.
More about that money business. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Stay with us all this hour. The election results after the Tuesday, November 4th.